Well, happy Wednesday. Great to see you again today. Welcome to our home. I'm glad to have my wife Ingrid with me. The last couple of weeks she's been busy doing other things, and so I have been solo. But happy to do this together, as we like
to
do.
Happy to be back.
Want to give a big shout out to my friend Andy out in Maple Ridge. I miss you, and I look forward to going to Fatburger when this is all over. Andy, we'll get back doing that again. Well, we're here to bring you a very simple scripture, as we do every week this time, and the rest of our staff does the rest of the days of the week. This again comes from the atrium wall in our church, where we have seen scriptures and heard from the Lord, and we're walking out the truths of what God has already spoken over the body at Riverside. And so we want to bring you another one of those today. Very simple, one verse, and Ingrid and I are each going to kind of take a line of it and alternate back and forth, and we'll see what God wants to say to us today.
And this is live, so it really is live. Like, we've not even talked about this a whole lot, so here we go.
And hopefully Ingrid won't sneeze like she did about 3.5 minutes ago, so see if we can get through this. All right, the verse is Psalm 147, verse 11. The Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. So I'll take the first line there, dear. The Lord's delight. Sometimes we forget in challenging moments, moments of crisis like we're in right now, that God still delights. It seems, if we read this incorrectly, it seems like God's angry. He's forgetting people. Nothing could be further from the truth. The scripture tells us very clearly, the Lord delights that he is a God of joy and of fulfillment and of promise keeping, and he loves doing all of those things. Psalm 18:19 says he rescues those in whom he delights. He delights in his children, and he is actively working on their behalf to rescue them from difficult circumstance. I understand that even better now. Of course, we're parents. We have three wonderful children. We now have a grandson, and our world has been wonderfully turned upside down because all we think about is JJ. Right now, I just got an email from the Major League Baseball shop that my order for him, Yankees gear, Yankees toddler gear, shorts with a Yankees logo, and a t-shirt that he can wear in the summertime. It's on its way. I can hardly wait because I delight in my grandson. He's such a wonder and a delight. Mm-hmm. And God is the same way with us as his children. He delights to give us good things. And so the Lord delights, second line, is in those who fear him.
Yeah, so thanks for giving me the hard part on this one. because sometimes I think we have a misunderstanding of this word, and it's hard to hear that we are asked to fear the Lord, because every one of us has a different kind of understanding of that and a different filter. And I remember when I was growing up, back a few years ago, it was more common to hear someone described as a God-fearing person. Jim, you remember that, right?
I do.
Yeah. Not so much now, but when someone was described like that, it was meaning that that person was more likely to keep their word, treat others with kindness. Like, it was a positive thing.
It was
a good thing if you were known as a God-fearing person. And sometimes, like I said, the translation of that is difficult depending on your own personal experiences and how you frame that. But the definitions of that particular word of fear sometimes are easier for us to understand and really incorporate into our personal relationship with God is more like to stand in awe of God, to be reverent in his presence, and to stand in awe of his majesty, his power, mm-hmm. his wisdom, his justice, and his mercy. Because when we see him with that sense of awe, and we're reminded of his power, his wisdom, his mm-hmm. justice, his mercy, mm-hmm. it automatically puts us in more of a position to humble ourselves before him and to revere him, so that fear is not negative. It's more of, mm-hmm. it's definitely a positive, because it makes us magnify God's power and his wisdom and justice, etc. So I love the fact that God, as you said, delights in those who fear him, those who stand in awe of him, as is our hope, is our goal every day and every moment, is that we would learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. Because when we do that and when we're in that position, the other thing I was reminded of, it really does help us grow faith. Because the bigger God is, and the more we are reminded of his power, it helps our faith to grow in being able to trust him and having confidence in him.
Absolutely. The next line reads, after those who fear him, for those who put their hope in his unfailing love. And it's funny, it's for such a small word, put, three letters. Mm-hmm. I looked in the dictionary and there was one of the longest definitions or multiple definitions that I could even imagine. And it meant things like to intentionally or purposefully identify something, to place, to move, to send, to invest. In this case, one who puts his hope in God looks at God and says, I'm going to intentionally and purposefully identify him as my source. I'll be talking more about this on Sunday at 10 o'clock in our regular church service, but that intentionality of saying, I choose to put my hope. In fact, I would suggest that's how a reverent fear of God is developed, by choosing regularly. We don't do it once and then never have to do it again. It's a regular choice, especially in days like now when things are changing so rapidly. We are called to put our hope in God and to trust in him. And so I would encourage you to say it out loud if you must. Speak it. Mm-hmm. Worship accordingly. He is my hope. Say it. He is my hope. On Sunday, we'll be looking at Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. It's yes. The Lord. We identify him as the one, the source of our hope, the one we reverently fear. And so we want to bless you today. I want to read that passage one more time to you. And we just want to bless you with this thought as we leave today. The Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. If there's one thing that you can count on, it's unfailing. It means it never fails. Is God's love. You can trust that. Take it to the bank. You are loved by God, and we as a church body are doing our best to include you in our loving expression as well. God bless you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Join us at Sunday, 10 o'clock, on ourside.online. Yes. We're going to a new platform as well. I believe that Facebook and YouTube, the rest
website,
will be there at 11 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But ourside.online will be at 10 o'clock. Look forward to seeing you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for being here with us.
Take care. Stay safe.
Bye. We love you.